I'd like to say good evening to everyone this evening. This evening, we want to preach on a sermon entitled Satan's Work in the World. Satan's Work in the World. And if you have your Bibles with you, we encourage you to turn to 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 8. The Bible describes Satan as the enemy. He is also described as our adversary and a murderer, a tempter, and the wicked one. And it is he which we are opposed to as Christians and servants of God. In 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And we find that the admonition is to be sober, is to be alert, is to be on guard, is to be diligent, because we have to be watchful of our enemy, the devil, because all the time he's walking about, he's seeking whom he might be able to destroy by turning them away from God and turning them away from the truth of the Word of God. In Luke chapter number 22, we find that Jesus even said to one of his apostles that Satan had desired to destroy him. In Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren." So we find that Jesus had to convey to Simon Peter that Satan wanted to sift him like wheat. And you can imagine why that Satan would love to sift Peter as wheat, because he would go on to preach the gospel of Christ, in which Satan is opposed to. So we find that because Satan and those angels that followed him rebelled against God, and because of that reason, they were cast out of their heavenly abode, as we learn in also Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 8, where the Bible says in Luke chapter number 10, excuse me, verse number 18 rather, Luke chapter 10 and verse number 18, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." And also in the book of Jude, and I believe it's in verse number 6, the Bible says, "And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." So we learn that the devil and his angels, they have no hope. They have no hope of redemption. The blood that was shed in Jesus' death that washes away our sins when we believe in Christ, John 3:16, cannot save Satan and his angels because they have an appointment, as the Bible says in Jude 6. They were reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. So we need to be encouraged, and we need to know the work that Satan has in the world today, because he has an active work that he is doing. Just like we as servants of God, we have a work that we are about doing. Now, Satan uses deceit. He uses lies to eternally destroy the souls of men and women today. If Satan and his angels are able to convince you to believe and live a lie instead of obeying the living God and his word, he has captured you and he has placed you into bondage and eternal damnation. And Satan knows that he will never be in that place that he was before. And he does not want none of God's creation to go to that wonderful place called heaven. And he is going to do all that he can to get you and I to not go to that wonderful place. And he's doing that by deceit. He's doing that by lying to us. And Satan is a very great artist in making us believe in a lie. And we need to be aware of all of Satan's devices, because if we are not careful, we can fall prey to some of his devices. For example, in Genesis chapter number 3, when we find that the serpent had beguiled Eve concerning the things that God had commanded them concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we recall back in chapter 2 of the book of Genesis and verse number 17 that the Bible says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now, when we drop down to the third chapter, and we find that the serpent comes on the scene in verse number 1, and it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, have God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Now in verse 4, we notice the serpent at work. In verse number 4, the Bible says, "And the serpent said to the woman, Ye shall not surely die." And here we find Satan being deceitful. We find the serpent lying to Eve and being in contradiction what God had said. And we find out that both Adam and Eve erred from the truth. We find that Eve was beguiled and she believed what the serpent had to say. over what God had to say. And when we allow that to happen in our lives, we're in a world of trouble. We're in a world of trouble because we see this going on all the time in the world today. You know, we see the great lie that Satan tells the world today concerning salvation, concerning baptism, that it is not necessary for your salvation. And that's clearly a lie from Satan, because he does not want men and women to be saved. And many people are falling prey to these lies that Satan has put forth. You know, he puts forth the lie that all roads lead to Rome. You know, that you can go to any church of your choice to be saved. This is just deceit from Satan. This is just a lie trying to get those that don't look at the record in God's word to fall prey to that. And we need to be encouraged as Christians and servants of God to be ever diligent and sober, because as we read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, Satan is as a roaring like a lion seeking whom he will devour. We also have to realize that Satan has an arsenal of weapons to deceive you, such as covetousness. We have to be careful of all the things that Satan will use to trick us. Also, Satan used the lust of the flesh. We recognize that he used that in 2 Samuel chapter 11 when David slept with Bathsheba. So we have to realize all of these aspects and avenues that Satan will use to try to trip us up. Also, he sometimes uses an unforgiving heart. An unforgiving heart. Satan uses so many things, and we need to be wary of his devices. Therefore, we must take heed to what God has said in his precious word. We also learn that Satan uses one's lack of biblical knowledge to his advantage. In Hosea chapter number 4 and verse number 6, the prophet said that his people were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They were destroyed because they didn't have the knowledge of God. And today, so many people are destroyed because they just do not have basic biblical knowledge of God's precious word. And because of this, people are going in the wrong direction. And perhaps if they knew what God said in his word, they would say, no, I'm not going in this direction. No, this is wrong according to the word of God. But when we don't know what God says in his word, we are liable to believe anything. You know, we'll believe what some preacher says on the corner somewhere. But we won't do like the Bereans and search the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. And we need to be encouraged to do that, because when we stop doing that, that's when Satan gets happy. When we stop going back and checking to see what God says, to see if it is truly the word of truth, the word of God. A number of people today believe that aborting an unborn child's life is acceptable behavior. That's just Satan working. Just Satan working has so many people convinced that there's nothing wrong with that, but that is truly displeasing in God's precious sight. And there's a lot of people that think fornication is okay. Just living in with your boyfriend or girlfriend. But what does God say? You know, most young people or a lot of young people today, that's just a normal thing for them to do. You know, and that's a deception of the devil. And that's why it's very important for us to be knowledgeable of the Word of God, of the Word of truth, that we might not slide into that temptation so easily. Also, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and verse number 13, the Bible says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." But verse 14 says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them." So we need to be encouraged and be aware of Satan's work that he has in the world today. Satan's work is to accuse Christ and his servants to turn many from the truth. Satan's work is to accuse Christ and his servants to turn many from the truth of the Word of God. We learn in John chapter number 10 and verse 10 that the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill. But Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So we recognize the proper name for Satan is the devil, which denotes an accuser, a slanderer. And we find out this is what Satan does. If we turn to Matthew chapter number 4, in Matthew chapter number 4, we find that the Spirit had led Jesus Christ into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. In verse number 1, it says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Here in these first few verses, we find Satan slandering our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan knew exactly who Jesus was, but he was trying to tempt Jesus. He was trying to cause him to sin. He was trying to make it so that we would not have a perfect sacrifice for sins. But Jesus did not waver in these slanderous attacks of his character. Because in verse 4, the Bible says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And then in verse 5, "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and set of him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And he starts off the same way again, saying to Jesus, If thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down. And he uses a passage of scripture, of course, out of proper content to try to get Jesus to falter in his faithfulness to God. And when we continue to read on in verse 7, Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And in verse 10 the Bible says, Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So we see Satan is an accuser. He is a slanderer. And he's doing the same thing to us today as Christians and servants of God when we endeavor to try to teach the truth of the Word of God. How many times have you heard attacks by Satan when we try to teach the truth of the Word of God? Oh, y'all are those people that think y'all are the only ones going to heaven. You know, that's a slander. That's attack. That's an attack against the teachings of the Word of God. But when those things happen to us, we need to hold on to the truth of the Word of God. You know, when people say, oh, y'all are the church that don't believe in music, you know, don't get upset with that. Say, yes, we believe what the Bible says in the New Testament concerning New Testament worship, that we are to sing only with our voices. So we need to be encouraged and not allow those slanderous attacks of Satan to deter us from serving the Almighty God. There will be people that are led by the spirit of Satan who will falsely accuse the character of those of us that are Christians and servants of God. There will be individuals that are led by Satan's influence that will try to pervert the truth, that will try to pervert the pure words of God. But as we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. We have to be ready when we receive these attacks from Satan and be encouraged to respond in the spirit of love, giving them what the Word of God says in truth and in sincerity. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 1, in Galatians chapter number 1, in verse number 6, Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 6, the Bible says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And in verse number 8, it says, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." See, there were some people around there that was stirring up some things. They were espousing some things that were not from God. And we have to be aware of that too. Because sometimes there might be some people that come in amongst us that might stir some things up that will pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when those occasions come, and they will come, we have to be ready and prepared to say, no, this is the truth of the Word of God. If you want to espouse false doctrine, you'll just have to leave. You know? We just have to teach what's right and do it in the spirit of love. Also in Acts chapter number 13. In Acts chapter number 13, we find Satan is at work. In Acts chapter number 13 and beginning at verse number 6, the Bible says, "And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand." So we see in this account of the Bible, there was one that was trying to stop someone from obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the work of Satan. Satan does his best to try to stop some people from obeying the gospel of Christ. He will do his best to prevent someone from receiving a Bible correspondence course or coming to the assembly here and learning about the truth of the Word of God. Any type of circumstance that he can put forth to stop that person from learning about the truth, that's what Satan is going to do. And we need to be encouraged, and we need to know these things about Satan's work in the world today. But fortunately, God has a more perfect work. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. And God raised him on that wonderful third day, never to die again. And he is sitting on God's right hand, making intercessions for you and me. And for those that have been deceived by Satan for a long time, they should know that they can know the truth for themselves by studying the Word of God and knowing the truth and departing from error and departing from unrighteousness and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ by hearing his precepts message of salvation by believing on him and repenting and confessing that he is the Son of God and being baptized, that they might have the forgiveness of sins. And if you're here on this evening, and if you stand in need of prayers, if you stand in need of encouragement from the saints, we encourage you to let your wishes be known as we all stand and sing.